Chapter 13. The Book. Hate Week was noisy and busy. There were speeches, shouting, singing, banners and posters. Crowds marched through London. Planes flew across the sky. Military trucks drove down the streets and there was the sound of guns. After 6 days, the crowds hated Eurasia so much that they would have killed any Eurasian prisoners they saw. But suddenly it was announced during a speech in Victory Square that East Asia, and not Eurasia, was the enemy. Winston was in the square at the moment it was announced. The crowd was listening to a small, thin man from the inner party shouting about the torture of Oceanian prisoners and the bombing of the people of Oceania by their Eurasian enemies. As he spoke, the crowd became more and more angry. Everybody was shouting, and the angriest shouts of all came from the school children. About 20 minutes after the speech had started, somebody hurried onto the platform and gave a piece of paper to the speaker. He read it without pausing in his speech, and his voice did not change at all, but suddenly the names were different. Although he did not explain anything, the crowd understood. Oceania was at war with East Asia. At once, people started pulling down the posters which had the wrong faces on them. The school children, wearing the uniforms of the spies, climbed on buildings and across roofs to untie banners. While they did this, the small man continued with his speech, and in a few minutes, everything had changed around him. Hate Week continued against a different enemy. While people were tearing down the posters, a man whose face Winston did not see touched him on the shoulder and said, "Excuse me, I think you've dropped your case." Winston took the small case without speaking. He knew that inside it was the book by Goldstein. He also knew that it would be many days before he would have time to look at it. The speech did not finish until 23 hours, but afterwards Winston went straight to the Ministry of Truth along with everybody else who worked there. They all knew what they had to do. They now believed that Oceania had always been at war with East Asia. This meant that all the newspapers, photographs, films, books and other records of the past 5 years had to be changed. Everyone knew that at the end of 1 week, there must be no record of the war with Eurasia. Everyone in the records department worked 18 hours a day with 2 3-hour breaks to sleep. Everyone slept in the corridors, ate sandwiches and drank Victory coffee. Every time Winston had finished with all the papers on his desk, new ones came out of the large tube. By the third day, Winston had a headache and his eyes were very sore. He did not really remember that every word he said into the speakwrite and everything he wrote was a lie. Like everyone in the records department, he wanted to make the changes perfect. On the morning of the sixth day, the number of papers coming from the tube slowed down. Then there was nothing. The work was finished. It was now impossible for anyone to prove that Oceania had ever been at war with Eurasia. At 12 hours, it was announced that all workers in the ministry were free till the next morning. Winston, carrying the case containing Goldstein's book, went back to Victory House, shaved, and went straight out to Mr. Charrington's shop. When he climbed the stairs to their room, he felt tired, but not sleepy. He opened the window, lit the stove, and put a pan of water on it so they could make coffee. Julia would arrive soon. Meanwhile, he could start to read Goldstein's book. He had just turned to chapter 1 when he heard Julia's footsteps on the stairs. She ran into his arms. It was more than a week since they had seen each other.
I've got the book, he said.
Oh, you've got it, good, she said, without much interest. Then she bent down beside the stove to make the coffee. Half an hour later, when they were lying in bed together, with the usual sound of the prole woman singing outside, Winston reached for the book and sat up.
We must read it, he said. All members of the Brotherhood have to read it.
Julia seemed to be about to fall asleep.
You read it, she said with her eyes shut. Read it aloud, then you can explain it to me while you're reading it.
Winston started reading. After a long time, he reached a chapter on the central importance of doublethink for party members. Doublethink means believing two opposite truths at the same time and accepting both of them. He realized that he was not learning anything new. He repeated aloud what he had once written in his diary.
I understand how. I do not understand why.
However, he knew that the book came from a mind that was similar to his own, but one which was more powerful and less afraid to act. He also realized that Julia was now asleep beside him. He shut the book, put it carefully on the floor, lay down, and pulled a blanket over both of them. He shut his eyes. He could feel the sun on his face and Julia's smooth, naked body touching his own. He felt strong, confident, and safe. Everything was all right.